Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 10th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about human rights issues in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voaindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
They must return him dead or alive. And then Susu from day one. Takati, we are not going to leave. No stone unturned. We are not going to take it lightly. We have never taken it lightly. Whatever it's going to take, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I remember there's a time Patana released an image. I just want you to know, more information is on the way. We are going to shame the devil and his agents.
So we are here not just to demand that they tell us what they have done with him and return him dead or alive, but also to celebrate his spirit and his vision, which is that of Zimbabwean citizens standing up for themselves and reclaiming our Zimbabwe and our rights constitutionally, peacefully, and with determination.
Auzive kuti adyei, auzive kuti abatwa sei. Nekuti kana kuri kufa, ndinogona kutaura kuti anogona kunga akafa kuri kufa kunorwadza. Nekuti zvavanoita, vanoita zvinorwadzisa nyama zvese nepfungwa. Saka inini muzuva ranhasi ndinoti kwapfuura mwedzi yese iyi. Mumwe munhu ngaangoita pfungwa dzakakwana. Kuziva kuti even in death, we deserve dignity as Zimbabweans.
And of course, Jonga, those are protesters who were at Africa Unity Square. You know, they were today protesting over the disappearance of Itai Zamora, who was abducted 17 months ago. And for those that have just joined us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about human rights issues and claims by the government that Zimbabweans are abusing social media.
Zimbabwean police have of late been accused of allegedly violating basic human rights after they were captured in videos beating up protesters. Some observers say such cases are a clear indication of serious human rights violations in Zimbabwe.
Army Commander General Constantine Chiwenga recently said he supports the regulation of social media in Zimbabwe.
And so tonight, we want to hear from you, viewers, on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again,
001-202-619-2077. Yo, Gibbs. Yo, Jonga. Mfoet. Yeah, all right.
I'm Lamtang Yapila.
Oh, when you shy little tie, eh?
Oh, go kick tie.
Yeah, it's the best of Zim. Yes, Zurandabagi, Lamtanje, Escocanakoge, Konoku Chengsela, Guavante Stalatini, who's a boy putting Navan by Chengsela, Kayas and Bakatamezo, I'm a police. A Neskan Svanayoge, Kayas and Okulman Duty, would have banned to Abanganava Seven Sukutli, a logo to his social media. Lapa Skuluma, a Facebook. Schoolmen at Twitter, Utabantu was Zella Santando, who meant a Pritchon Jalo, Utuaskati Abanda Pongo, Pumalento Javifuna, by to sell Umongameli, by to sell Abanda Hulumendi, by the Mokafuna. What to Hulumend to the Lokafun?
I see Pachuano Gibbs, Istakura Shinzi, Mukuru, Ashoropolski, Saka Kanavan Waruk Shandiso, social media, Shisnamukana, Atiti, and it's a Grutivan, Varambits, Shandiso, social media. Gavangota, Rajetuta, Ramaguita, Oisas, Nakuna, Kuido, Vamesam Temu, Gurambiza, at Shadow to Shitik.
Schoolman Jechonga, Katesculo, when you also puma social media. Wahamba, who Facebook was a one is man. Kulago to hashtag this hand.
Oh, yeah.
One.
ndavandaneta
ndavandaneta
ongu ndizvo zvo nhasi tiri kukurukura nezvinhu zviviri zvitatu kana zvakawanda zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Chokutanga tinoona kuti nhasi mhuri neshamwari dzavaitaidzamara dzanga dzichicherechedza mwedzi gumi neminomwe 17 months vatsakatika mushure mekupambwa mumusha weGlenville. Saka vaungana vanhu nhasi mumusha ndingati panzvimbo yavo yekuunganira muguta reHarare paAfrica Unity Square panowe paimirwa navaitaidzamara vachiratidzira nguva zhinji nevamwe vavo veOccupy Africa Unity Square. Nhasi paitwa chiitiko chitsva chekuti varatidziri vanga vaine vana vadiki Gibbs. Taona vana vachitsigira mukuratidzira vakabata maruva vamwe vaine makeke amunoti macupcake aya. Ndinozoona afarira Sterik zvokuda vanga uripo aiwa anga ari machikichori vaenda kunopa mapurisa vaedza kupa mapurisa maruva nemacupcake vachiti inzira yekurakidza kuti aiwa tiri kuita zvinhu murunyararo hazvinei nemhirizhonga inozivikanwa nemapurisa achipomera vanhu mhosva kuti takurovai kana takuparadzai takusungai nokuti mamuchita zvemhirizhonga. Nhasi vanga vaine vana vanonzi kurakidza kuti ndezvemurunyararo. Imwe nyaya Gibbs ndeyekuti pane kunonzi kukanganiswa kuriitwa nevanhu kushandiswa kwenonzi social media angava nharembozha madande mutande. Tinonzwa kuti hurumende yaakurongakisa mutemo unosunga vanhu vanenge vachinzwa kusanisa social media. Asi mukutaura kwataichita mazuva ese taibvunza kuti pasvike pakunzi makanganisa kushandisa chii chinenge chaitika. Hapana ndati ndanyatsonzwa achitsanangura vatakataurawo navo imwe nyanzvi yakati dambudziko nderekuti hurumende inenge ichiona zvakaitwa kune dzimwe nyika kunana Tunisia kunana Egypt kumusoro uku. Tinonzwa kuti muEthiopia pari zvino mune dambudziko zvakare renyaya dzine chekuita nesocial media. Saka ndofunga ndo zvimwe zvekutaurwa nevakuru vemauto kuti aiwa tinofanira kuzvivhara zvisati zvakanganisa magariro enyika. Ndo zvatichakurukura tinoimba kuti nhasi tinowana mhinduro. Kana tatadza aiwa mazuva akawanda tinoramba chizvikurukura pano pastudio 7 Live Talk.
Yes, yakumbula ke uGeneral Uchiwenga ute kuona isocial media ngwenzo wayo kungazani yenzele kuti ndanxalinga emchadweni. Wedding laphana isitathe impikitsha lenze kufunayo xa ungatshawo arahulu samoya anti wakasukarahulu lizenzele kufunayo hayi konti lenze zompolitika
zompolitikaaiwa ngoshandisa i-social media kuzivisana kuti haanda andiri kumuchato kwana Gibbs ndanyimwa chikafu vanhu vozivao ndo zvaitika kumuchato.
And right now chonga we are joined by Honorable Tabitha Khumalo who is an MTCT lawmaker. Honorable Khumalo, good evening and welcome to the program.
A very good evening, Gibbs and Jonda.
Thank you very much. And just tell us about, you know, human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. How serious is this issue there?
The human rights violation in Zimbabwe is now a menace. We have police officers, especially the riot, who no longer respect residentials, offices. They are literally throwing tear gases in houses, in offices, and for some unknown reason, we have a new kid on the block where we have riot officers wearing brand new uniforms from their boots right up to their heads, and those riot police officers are so brutal, and we are suspecting that they are not trained officers. Instead, they could be the youth from the border gezi, and most probably the central intelligence people.
Honorable Khumalo, taona nhasi kuti vanhu varatidzira muAfrica Unity Square muHarare vanga vaine vana vadiki vavanga vainavo vanove vanga vazoenda vachida kupa mapurisa maruva nemakeke senzira yekurakidza kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuitwa murunyararo. Pane vamwe vanga vachito kuisa vana pamhene kana yatingati indanger vana kana zvika zvichiitwa zvakadaro nokuti mapurisa anogona kuzongoti aiwa pane vamwe vari kukonzera mhirizhonga mukati imomo. Munoona sei chiitiko ichi?
Aiwa zviri kuitika munyika pano ndezvokuti mwana mudiki, chembere, harahwa, nerera vese vari munamo. Iko zvino bruwayo patakaita stairway mapurisa akakanda tear gas pamafleti pavurombo vakauraya mwana. Saka toda kuvaratidza kuti vana ivava ndo vachatonga mangwana. Havasi kuda hondo, vari kuda runyararo nerudo. Chimboremekedzai vana ivava, mabva muri kuuraya mudzimba muchikanda matiekasi.
Then comes the issue of social media regulation. Imi, you are a member of parliament. What's your take on this development?
I think the ZANU-PF government and the minister responsible for information, I think they need medical urgent medical attention in a psychiatric ward, because we are in a world of technology. Gone are the days of us touch typing on typewriters that had ribbons. The global villagers decided that we should be a small village where we can easily talk to each other regardless of where you are. And they must know that they are dealing with the new generation that is going to take over from us, who do not believe wasting time by writing letters and putting a stamp and then going to a post office and posting the letter. They want to share information as it comes. And again, the other thing is, these days, information is liquid. You miss it for good, you'll never meet it again. So this issue that they're trying to stop, it's a way of defeat from their side, because people are now being able to regroup themselves via the social media in order for us to know what's taking place, where and when. And over and above that, we have managed to expose the brutality of the government in terms of human rights violations, which they are not happy about, because that means to say they are unable to go and beg for money outside Zimbabwe in the European countries because of the serious and gross human rights violations that we have managed to expose by using social media.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kumalo, and stay on the line. I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Gift Mambipiri, who is a media consultant and is currently in USA. Mr. Mambipiri, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gibbs, for welcoming me. Evening.
Thank you so much. And you know, tell us a bit about, you know, the kind of experiences that we have in terms of, media. When it comes to issues like social media, we know that the government is trying to say to everybody, you're actually abusing it. Is the government really abusing social media?
Thank you very much. I think our government is failing to appreciate one thing. And that thing is, as human beings, we are born with an innate passion to speak and to communicate. And when all avenues to speak and communicate are blocked, people generally tend to find other ways or other means of communicating. And social media and technology have been a very huge blessing, not only to Zimbabweans, but to the younger generation who seek to share and drink from the knowledge calabash that is out there. And they have taken to social media because all the other avenues of communication are closed by the very government that is crying foul today. And what Zimbabweans are using their social media for today is to simply express how they feel and what they think about their country and where it's headed. And because the country is headed for disaster, the young people who are using technology have not shied away from pointing the obvious.
There are limitations, and I think that is what the government has been saying, that some people are going beyond those limitations when it comes to using social media. Do you think there are any limitations? And if so, when can we say someone has abused social media?
I wouldn't talk of abuse of social media in Zimbabwe right now, because the way social media is being used in Zimbabwe is the same that is being it is being used everywhere else in the region or outside the country. In South Africa, in Kenya, people have taken to Twitter like nobody's business to complain about lack of service delivery, to cry about human rights issues, and their government has actually commended them for using social media to police state actors and non-state actors in the discharge of their duties. The problem in our country is not social media. The problem in our country is that the government does not want to listen, does not believe that citizens have a voice, does not believe that citizens are stakeholders in the national development trajectory. They are used to a situation where they dominate the media, where they only force their views on everyone else. Once people decide to speak, once people take up opportunities to speak, it becomes another issue altogether.
And Honorable Kumalo, are you still there? Yes, Honorable Kumalo, we've heard some sections of Zimbabweans saying that the army is now meddling into affairs that are not directly linked to it in the on the issue of social media. We've heard the army, as Gibbs had mentioned earlier, that it's worried about social abuse or what they term social abuse when it comes to social media. What's your take on this?
Well, I think we have a problem because the army seems to be forgetting what is it that they are supposed to do, is to protect Zimbabwe and the Zimbabweans, not to abuse us. And secondly, I find it so ridiculous that we have the army, Zimbabwe National Army, telling us that we are abusing social media when we are forced to watch ZBC day in, day out, being bombarded with propaganda, lies, looting, insulting people that are opposing their views. And since they closed that outlet of us being informed and educated by our state media, and technology then gave us the leeway to be able to communicate amongst ourselves with the suffering that we are going through in this country and exposing some of the areas where the government is found wanting and exposing their stealing, their lies, their cronyism. And to that, to them, they have realized that we have opened a Pandora's box where the outside world took Zimbabwe as a circus that is covered by a tent. And today we have pulled down that circus, that tent, and we are now using the social media to show them the real Zimbabwe, not the Zimbabwe that they see when they come to visit our countries and they're taken to these beautiful hotels, driven in posh cars and seeing cars all over town and think Zimbabwe is okay. Not at all.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. Now we're joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu. He is a ZANU-PF member and political analyst. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And the first question is, are there any serious cases of human rights abuses in Zimbabwe?
Well, I wouldn't know since I've not yet come across, you know, such cases like that. But, of course, like in any situation, remember, we used to have the girls in Zimbabwe who were working overseas who were sort of, you know, they've been abused, but not necessarily within our borders.
Now,
if there
yes.
are cases like that, it could be they are there, and I think the relevant authorities would be working on that.
Now, in terms of social media, we understand that the government is not happy, and even the army, too, is not happy about the use of social media in Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, what's your take on that?
No, I think the army and the government has come out clearly that the use of social media in regime change agendas must be stopped forthwith. That is also the stance of the government. But, well, everyone is allowed to use social media for issues. Well, social, as it stands for social, but not for political reasons. And I think it is clear, as simple as all that.
Tongotine rurimi rwamai vachirumanzu kuti nemaonero enyu nemaziviro enyu enyaya dzekushandiswa kwemadande mutande kana iyo social media. Pane pamunganongedzawo here kuti apa ndirofunga kuti mwana weZimbabwe akapfurikidza mwero?
Zviri pachena ka. Tomboti, for example, kana ukatora mufananidzo wavanhu vanodanana iwoshambadzira uchiti vajonga namainhingi vanodanana, chii chakunetsa, chii chakukwabhura ipapo? Asi chaita kuti ruzhinji ruzive kuti vajonga namainhingi vanodanana isocial media. Therefore, that practice has to be stopped.
Kouyawo nyaya dzakafanana nekuti tinonzwa mukuru wemauto vachiwenga vachitaiwa vanhu ngavangoshandisa foni dzavo kana kungozivisana kuti ha ndaswera kumuchato kwachiri mumhanzu ndaguta sterek ndadi hakusiriko here kutotanga kuti vanhu vakudya kunzi hamufaniri kuita chakati nemasocial media iwayo
vachiwenga vanga vachitori right infact vava vakatononoka kuzvitaura nokuti tine nhoroondo imimi vajonga makaita zvengano izvi izvi zvinhu zvakaitika kumaarab countries saka izvi zvinofanira kumiswa zvinongofanana nenyaya dzamafoni atinawo nhasi muno muzimbabwe iyawava tinoti malandline haabvumirwi nomutemo kuti utukane navanhu asi basa radzo sezvekuti tauriranai nyaya nezvimwe zvakadaro saka tototi vachivenga vava vakatononoka nechakudhara beva vakataura kudhara dhara ndofunga mukanyatsokuziva sorry tine nyaya hatingadomi zvedu namazita umwe aimboshanda kumastudios iyawa enyaya asi akapedzira shaya basa nenyaya dzamasocial media iyawa saka chii chazvinotibatsira nazvo zvimwe chete kuda mezvinenge pamufananidzo wezombo zvehondo manuclear weapons kana dzokuti chadzichadzi futi inouraya asi ine mutemo wokuti kana uchishandisa unoishandisa papi napapi futi yehondo haibvumirwi kuti uishandise kuuraya shiri saka handioni kuti nhasi uno mazimbabweni chii chavangakaadzika nacho kana iwewe uri muzimbabweni unoda kuita zvamatongero enyika inga zviri pachena unoinda wondorejista political party yako yozikamwa kuti political party yako inotungamirirwa nangana woitawo marali dzako woita door to door kampeni yako zvakanaka naka kwete kuti nedande mudande ehe hanhasi kune kuchabhondoka wava kuda kupesedzera vanhu kuti vaite zvisina kunaka nokuti mukati imomo mune mune dzimwe nyanya dzinenge dzinoda kudini kuzoshandisa mukana wawashandisa iwewe iwe usine chinangwa nacho nokuti ndofunga kana kuti ingava mdc kane nerali yacho kana munhu asingasapoti mdc unonotsvagire parali yemdc asingaposapotiwo zanupf hagoni kuindapo asi dzinenge dziri pachena zanupf inenge aisa maplaka dzacho kuti musi wakati chava nemitini yedu musi wakati mdc vo the same thing saka hapana dambudziko ratingazochema chema samazimbabwekuti aha izvi zvazorambidzwa nasi zvinotikonzeresa izvi nezvizvo izvo ndo zvatoti pasi nazvo basa resocial media rinongoreva kuti social media saka zvichida kuzi political media
yeah thank you so much Mr. Chirumanzo and stay on the line Makumalo ndicela kuti umpendule lapho singahambi kumambipiri Makumalo ubona njani ngakhona kokhulunywa ngumnumzana lapha ke uChirumanzo
ngikhulume ngolwami ulimi
ngolwakho yena
hayi uChirumanzo siyamuzwa sibili ngiyabona ukukhuluma ngelinye ilizwe elingaso Zimbabwe esihlala khona thina ngoba nxa yena esithi i-social media kakumelanga ukuthi kuthiwe siyabhondoka njengoba khathesi songathi mina namhlanje ngifuna ukuyademonstrate kobulawayo la ngibhala incwadi ngihambe emapoliseni bazamtshela ukuthi kakuyenzi ngisuka khona kusemele ngiye high court ngiye-apply ukuthi bamvumele i-high court ibisimvumela so khonapho esikhathini eziningi idemo yami ikusasa bengilibhalile la ngiyalisa sengizalela ama-hours amalutshana ukuthi ilanga liphume so abantu laba abalesifiso ukuthi bangixhase kudemo yami ngizabazisa sikhathi bani njalo njani lapho kubuya khona i-social media sengitshela abantu ukuthi hhayi amakhoti ezimbabwe sesivumele ukuthi sitshengisele emgwaqweni wakobulawayo sizasuka ngesikhathi esinje siyefika endaweni enje senze lokhu so yiyo yodwa indlela ephangisa ukuthi ilizwi lifike masinyane so lokhu akukhulumayo angikwazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngaliphi ilizwi akhuluma ngaloko bathi akasikhulumi ngabantu abathandanayo sikhuluma ngokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu ezikhathini eziningi iminyaka yonke le from 2000 silabantu ababulawayo abacatshayo abaqanyela izandla lenyawo abanye barepwa sehluleka ukuthi sanelise ukuthi abantu laba sibabophise ngoba sasingelabufakazi namhlanje sokulula uthi nganxa usihambele emgwaqweni ubona ipolisa lichaya umuntu uzathatha umpikitsha walelo polisa wenzela ukuthi utshengise abanye ukuthi oh ngidlule endaweni enje ngicengicanga ukuthi bebhulwa ngamapolisa.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yes, thank you so much, Honorable.
All right.
Yes, thank you so much. We are coming back to you shortly.
Mm-hmm.
What you are saying is that, you know, basically, Mr. Chirumanzi is talking as if he does not live in Zimbabwe. And she says, you know, social media is giving people a leeway to send out messages in a very easy way. And he says social media can actually reveal a lot in terms of human rights abuses and any other things in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Mampiri, just 1 minute. Tell us, what do you think about Mr. Chirumanzi's remarks that social media is solely for social purposes, not political issues?
Thank you very much. I think our major problem in Zimbabwe since 1980 has been that we don't call people and things by their real names. We hide under pretenses, and because of that, we always diagnose wrongly. The first thing is, I think it's wrong for you to call Mr. Chirumanzi a political analyst, a political scientist. He is not that, because political analysts, scientists from the Zimbabwean background would be able to draw a very good lesson, both positive, negative, in terms of the situation back home. But he chooses to only see one side. So it's proper for you right now to simply identify him as a ZANU-PF political sympathizer and end there. And we begin to appreciate his input from that perspective. That's the first point. The second point is there is no problem in doing a regime change in Zimbabwe or anywhere else. In fact, our constitution, by saying we must have elections after every 5 years, is giving room for regime change. Every political administration in Harare, in London, in Washington, D.C., is a regime that must either be changed or be affirmed by an election after a given period of time. So it is not illegal, it is not unconstitutional, it is not evil to aspire to change the regime in your country once in a while. And the third and final point that I'm saying is people have not used social media to do anything else untoward. People have not used social media for simply political mourning or political groveling. People have used social media to say, I am hungry, I am unemployed, I am not well, the government is failing to take care of me. And there is no illegality in those statements. Those are pure, simple statements that are coming from ordinary Zimbabweans who are yearning for a responsive government.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mambipiri. Stay on the line. Gibbs, we have Mr. Silas Madondo, who is a political analyst and activist in Tanzania. How are you, Mr. Madondo?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
Ah, you are Staka Simba. Kuri sei ku Tanzania?
Ah, Tanzania is okay.
Nyaya iri mudari romainzwa tisapedza nguva tichi ipana mamuko. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Yeah, because what I'm saying is that I think most of us, we have lost direction. If you wanted to track the history of Zimbabwe at the moment, the social media has become a threat to the current government. So under normal circumstances, the only way which ZANU-PF can do and Mugabe is for them to make sure that they actually try to oppress the freedom of the social media. So we are going to discover that from now onwards, maybe for the next coming months, the government is going to destroy that particular social communication. So what Zimbabweans should know at the moment is that they should be strong and they should be also hard, because Mugabe wants to stay in power.
Mr. Madondo, thank you. Stay on the line. We're just going to have a short break, then we'll come back to you. Thank you.
We wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners as we are now going to be only streaming live on radio and on Facebook. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. for Mr. Chirumanzi and Honorable Tabita Kumalo. Please stay on the line. The same applies to the caller that we have.
And Mr. Mambipiri, Ndini Jonga, Kandemiri, from Washington, D.C.